New polls out over the past few days show all four of New Hampshire's major races are too close to call. That might prompt us to believe that anything could happen tomorrow, but as poll watchers will tell you, any single poll is just that, a single poll. Harry Enten is senior political writer with 538, the politics blog that introduced many political watchers to predictive elections models. Hi, Harry.
Hey, how you doing?
Just fine. Now, let's start with the marquee national race in New Hampshire, U.S. Senate Jean Shaheen and Scott Brown. How much did the polls that have been put out since Friday sway the candidates' odds one way or the other?
So, Jean Shaheen has been a favorite throughout this entire campaign from the day it started till today. Her odds have shifted a little bit downwards, so perhaps she had close to a 90% chance of winning when the weekend started. Now it's closer to 80%, but either way, she is the odds-on favorite to win.
So win, not necessarily by a large margin, but to come out on top.
Right. Look, the name of the game is to win. At this point, we're saying she's going to win by about 2 points. That's not a large margin. It's certainly smaller than it was at the beginning of the campaign. But the fact of the matter is, it doesn't really matter how much you win by. You don't get an extra pretzel or cookie or anything for winning by larger margins.
Now, every poll is a snapshot of a small chunk of the population. So how much should we read into last-minute polls compared to those taken at different times? Do they mean more than the polling done before simply because they come out at the moment that voters have either decided or are about to head into the ballot box or not?
Well, I wouldn't take too much into a last-second poll as compared to a poll the week before. That's not a huge difference, especially in a general election where most of the minds have been made up a long time ago. However, if you're taking a last-second poll now as compared to a poll a month ago or 2 months ago, then yeah, those last-second polls are certainly going to be more accurate.
That suggests then when a campaign is declaring 2 or 3 days before Election Day that they have momentum, that we might need to be skeptical of that?
I'm always skeptical of the word momentum, whether in baseball or in politics.
Now, your model uses something called the state fundamentals to help predict elections. Could you describe those and how they look in this state?
So, you know, the state fundamentals rely on a number of factors. Number one is the partisan lead in presidential elections. Two, which is a big thing, which takes into account the individual candidates. You're looking at how much fundraising they have done. You know, candidates who raise a lot more money are generally thought to be stronger candidates. And in New Hampshire, what those numbers are suggesting is, number one, New Hampshire, although it's a purple state, has leaned a little bit more blue in presidential elections than it has red. Obviously, John Kerry won in 2004 and Obama won both in 2008 and 2012. And also, what you're seeing with the fundraising is there hasn't been a large difference necessarily between the two, or not large enough to make too much of an impact. So the fundamentals are slightly favoring Jean Shaheen, which is much different than, say, in North Carolina, where the polling average looks very similar to New Hampshire, but the fundamentals there favor the Republican candidate, which is why 538 thinks there's a slightly better chance of an upset in that state.
The Secretary of State here in New Hampshire, Bill Gardner, uses previous elections to predict voter turnout, and he says he believes this year could break a record in a midterm election, sitting at just shy of 53.6%. Who does higher turnout like that help, and who might it hurt?
Well, you know, it really does depend on the state and the voters who are turning out. You know, I remember in 2004, for instance, in Ohio, Democrats were all excited about higher turnout, and there was. And it turned out that Bush and his team were actually turning out more evangelicals than ever, and he was getting them to vote for him. And so higher turnout actually benefited the Republicans versus, say, in like a southern state like North Carolina, where African-Americans might fall off during a midterm and not vote as much in the presidential year, higher turnout might benefit the Democrats. But in New Hampshire, where there isn't a lot of racial disparity between the voting blocks, because New Hampshire obviously has a high percentage of whites compared to, say, the nation as a whole, I'm not really sure that, you know, higher vote turnout will necessarily help either candidate, or at least we don't know how it would, at least not yet.
And as candidates love to say, the poll that matters most is the one on Election Day itself. Harry, thanks so much.
Thank you.